Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. This is Carly from Daytime After Dark. And today we have the awesome guest, Kira Lens. I know I'm going to mispronounce her name, and I'm going to feel really, really, really bad about that. And we have so many other interviews coming this week, and coming next week, and the week after, and the week after. You can say my life is planned around my radio show, because I don't see my, you know, us getting out of the stay-at-home order really soon. And let's see, I hope everyone had a great weekend. And what was I going to say? Oh, I just, you know, I hope everyone is staying safe out there. It's crazy time. And it's a crazy time. So I'm so you know, I am so grateful to have this guest. I've been wanting her on ever since she's been on, you know, ever since I saw her on 90210 all those years ago. And welcome, Kira Reed Lawrence. Hey, Kira.
It's Bobby.
Hello?
It's Bobby.
It's Bobby, okay.
You hit the wrong button.
Let's see, Bobby. Talk to me for a second.
I'm pretty popular, but not that popular as a guest for tonight.
yeah, we are just waiting. So yeah, she will be on, you know, in a moment. Oh my gosh, she's here. Oh my god, I'm so okay, so people, I have lost this absolutely amazing actress. Oh my gosh, she's been in so many great shows. And I mean, the fact she was on 90210, you know, is really great. She's been on so many shows that I'm just going to put her on, because if I say how many shows she's been, then our time will be up. So, here's Kira Reed Lens. Hey!
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Yeah, like I said, I've been wanting you on for the longest time, because you know, you were great on 90210. You were great on everything I have lost. But, you know, you
Thank
won me over
you.
With 90210 because I never, ever missed an episode of it. And so,
yeah,
when David
really
said you were
sweet to have me, I actually got my SAG card when I was a teenager on that show. I started off as an extra and was one of, you know, just the classmates and in the hallways and in the group scenes. And then they bumped me up to have some lines. And they were really good to me to help me get my start.
Well, see, and that's, you know, that's great because it broke. You know, you're in, which I'm really happy because you're so talented. You know, you can do
Thank
anything
you.
And nothing you are in will be boring. Everything I've seen
oh.
in, except the movie feel, you know, if you do like a really, really scary movie, like I have to watch it at night in the
mm-hmm.
daytime because when I watch like Lifetime movies, and I think, oh, it's going to be really, really good. And it usually is, but if it ends being suspenseful and I'm watching 1 o'clock in the morning, I don't advise people to do that. Because it's, you know, going to get you nightmares. And you've been on ER with, oh, my God, yes. I remember
yeah.
that episode. That was another, well, you know, ER was one of the episodes I could not get enough of, and I cried when it was over because, you know, they could have gone, like, 30 more years. And,
yeah, I loved that show, and it was really exciting. Sally Field was in my episode, and I just played a small part being a shop girl, but I got to work with all of, you know, a lot of the main actors from that show. So it was really a great experience. You know, I really love guest starring on shows like, you know, On the Bay as Joe Connors. You come in and you get to walk into the world of whoever's been working together for a long time and then come
mm-hmm.
in and get to be a part of it and, you know, and go to meet lots of different new people and play lots of different parts. It's never boring when you're popping in and out as the guest star on things.
Well, no, and I mean, you know, I think, you know, really, ER could have used you for a couple more episodes, but you kind of made it up with NYPD Blue. Okay, so you get on cop shows, and then you
mm-hmm.
get on medical dramas, and then
yeah.
you get the famous zip code in the whole United States to be on.
Yeah.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
how was
yeah.
NYPD Blue? Because back
NYPD
then, that
Blue
was
mm-hmm. that was
that
a
was
fun
a show my
role.
Mom never missed, though. So.
Yeah, I was having an affair with Detective Ortiz's husband. I think
I
it
know.
Was 2002, so it was a while ago. But I was in several episodes. I had a recurring part that season, and I end up dead in the bathtub. My death, it becomes part of the storyline of who done it. And the husband, you know, the guy I was having an affair with is a suspect and all these different things. So it was a pivotal part, and that was really fun. I don't know. I end up dead in a lot of movies lately, it seems.
Well,
like
I mean,
well, we don't know if I end up dead in my new movie, Beckman, which is out now. It's Universal and PureFlix, and I play the bad guy. I'm a hit woman / soccer mom. So a nice book club mom by day and a human trafficking assassin by night. But
so what is the movie coming out?
It's called Beckman. It just came out last week. We had a
okay.
social distancing red carpet premiere at Universal. It's with me and David A.R. White and Billy Baldwin and Jeff Fahey. Brighton Sciarbino, Vincent DePaul from The Bay plays my brother in it. And it's just a really fun action movie like a Taken or a John Wick. and I get to have fight scenes with the guys. So go, you can rent Beckman on Amazon or wherever you stream movies, and you can buy it on DVD everywhere now.
Well, exactly. And also, I know Post Protection, you have Cupcakes for Christmas, a TV movie that is in post production.
Yeah, that's in pre-production. We started to get the movie together, and then COVID happened, and it was it's an on-location movie. So we're still waiting to shoot that. But I do have movies in post-production, a series called Rumors, which is coming out. It's a short-form series. It'll also be a TV movie, likely. We're waiting on the deal for that, but it's called Rumors. It's already shot and in the can. And then my other one that just came out for Halloween is Amityville Witches, where I play a good witch, like Hocus Pocus. I'm one of three anti-good witches to the lead girl, and the bad witch is trying to steal her. But that is available streaming on Fandango Go, on Amazon, everywhere now, Amityville Witches. So there's lots happening.
Oh, my God. So when you guys sat down with this COVID-19 like everyone else, except for me, I've been in my apartment since March 31st, on the grocery store. Yeah.
Right.
Because we live in Seattle, so we were like the first hot spot. I would get punished this way. But the one thing that came out of it, no one could say no to me asking them for an interview. Because they couldn't tell me.
We're all at home.
We're all waiting for something.
Yes, for to do.
No one could tell me. I'm busy.
Talk to somebody.
Yeah,
well,
like I'm busy, and was the only thing I'm grateful for COVID. But so I know some of the Hollywood shows are coming back. Like the soaps are already back. But, you know, with the movie industry, I'm just wondering how that is going to play into, you know, coming back, because a lot of the movie.
Well, I can tell you my personal experience of what's going on.
Yeah, please do.
Well, some of the things have been, that got canceled are pushed till 2021. People just don't want to take the risk, especially on location movies. I was supposed to shoot a movie, God's Not Dead 4, in Oklahoma in June. It got pushed to October and now pushed indefinitely till 2021. Same with the Family Film Awards. I'm up for an award for This Is Our Christmas, for a Christmas movie I did. And that is now pushed until February 2021. And the horror movie I was supposed to shoot in Las Vegas in the spring has been pushed till, we hope to do it before the end of the year, but we're not sure, Third Floor. But because there's so many hoops you have to jump through, it costs about 20% more to do a movie. And when you're bringing people into a location from all over the country, it just gets to be really risky if for God forbid someone tests positive for coronavirus, the whole production shuts down. So people are putting stuff off. Yeah.
And
that's my experience right now.
I think what's going to really hit hard is the movie theater in itself, because today they said Regal Cinemas might be going under because of this. And that movie place is like,
yeah,
5 minutes from my house. And I haven't been to a movie since January. I almost forgot what it's like to, have a movie. I mean, watch a movie, outside my house. And I don't think I will remember how to go to a restaurant and order when this is over.
Right.
Because,
that's another good thing about COVID-19, you said you were grateful because you're able to stream and do interviews from home. The good news is at least we are able to watch things from home from all the streaming services. My movie, Bethany, we were hoping to have a theatrical release, but there's just no theaters. There's not enough theaters now open to support a smaller movie. And then even the big movies are being pushed off. Wonder Woman, Black Widow, all of those are being postponed because people can't go to the movies. So we have to learn, be grateful for that, that we can have screening and really learn how to do it and make the most of it at home.
Exactly. And I mean, I said at Christmas, and no, everyone thought I was nuts, but I said, I just had this feeling that if other countries were getting infected, we were next. And everyone,
right.
I said that to them, like, oh, come on. Like, really? And then, you know, end of January, first of February, you know, people started apologizing to me, like, okay, maybe you were right. And did I dream of it going on the song? No, but I don't think none of us did. I thought,
right.
You know, I thought, I mean, even I feel sorry for Hollywood because a lot of the actors like you, you know, it has to be put, you know, wait for you to go back to work until it's safe. And, I mean, if you're going to do a movie, the only way I can see a movie happening to make everyone safe, do the COVID test, but have a big building, and everyone lives there for 3 weeks. And then,
well, that's what's happening with a lot of the shows, like the soap operas that are studio shows. They can control it better. The people all live in L.A. They're all going to one place. They have a contract that says all they can do is go back and forth to work, and that's it. And they test every other day. You know, it has to be a really controlled environment, like sports, like the bubble. And like we've seen in football, you know, there's still people who they've had to cancel the football games because the quarterback or somebody gets COVID, you know. So even in the controlled environment, either somehow something got in or they went out unknowingly or something, you know. So it's hard. You can't – shooting a movie in Las
I
Vegas
really think
will
it's
all be in
be...
the same hotel. Yeah.
Yeah, I
and
think it's just going to be really hard on travel, too. I mean, everyone's going to be hit hard. I have no, I mean, usually by October, my mom would send this group email about Thanksgiving and Christmas. And I don't see that happening either. I mean, you know, because our family is more than six people, so I don't see that happening. But, you know,
I
am
excited to travel for holidays.
Yeah.
Maybe
then,
just
you know, the,
do it next
movie
year.
That I cannot wait to see you in is because it, well, and third, cupcakes for Christmas, number one. When you put a cupcake in the title of the movie. What is that movie about?
Well, that movie is about a woman who's the Cupcakes Queen of Los Angeles, played by me, and her husband has an affair, and so she leaves him with her teenage daughter to move back to her hometown in Tennessee on a horse farm with her dad, and she ends up falling in love and staying there, and happily ever after setting up a new cupcake shop in the hometown. But it takes a lot of work to get to the happy ending because she's a mess and she's got to get a divorce and, you know, all those things. So it's about life, you know, that it's not always perfect, but you can make the best, you know, the most of it and, you know, have the best possible outcome if you do what you love and, you know, have a cupcake every once in a while.
Well, I mean, if I was on this set,
love story, you know, holiday.
I cannot wait to see that one because, okay,
yeah.
If I was on a set and cupcakes were all over the set, I will want to try everyone.
Really,
I mean, that just, you know me. And but, you know, it's like you've done so many different shows, and I'm not all caught up on the Bay. I will be. That's my next, you know. But how is it working on the Bay? Because you're working with a lot of the daytime actors who I think is brilliant to have on the Bay, because, you know, you're giving daytime actresses who, you know, are not working in daytime right now a chance to be creative and everything. And so when you, I mean, you got an Emmy nod for the Bay. You know, and number one, you sort of won it, but if you want me to yell at the Emmy people for you,
thank you. Well, I won two as a producer, so I have two Emmys, so I'm not complaining. And I was nominated for my role of Joe Connors, and our girl Jade won that year. So somebody from the Bay won, so that was good. So it's a win-win for everyone, and I won two as a producer. And I was just so grateful to Gregory Martin and Christos Andrews and Wendy Rich for, you know, for allowing me to work with all these great daytime stars. Matthew Ashford, I had such a great time with. Of course, Ron Moss is on the show. I've always looked up to these people. I grew up watching Jackie Zeman, you know, and now I'm getting to act with her, you know. So it's really fun. Mary Beth Evans, Lily Melgar from General Hospital, like everyone's a dream, and I've become friends with a lot of them, which is really fun. So hopefully Joe Connors will come back in another season. If not, I had a great time with her, and I'm so grateful to have, you know, forever I will be an Emmy winner.
Well, exactly, and also, okay, you mentioned Ron Moss. Okay, I'm jealous of you right now because I would love getting him on the show. And people are saying, okay, is acting. Yes, it is acting. But he was also, you know, in The Big Red Player and Baby Come Back. And I'm just thinking in my head. I'm thinking in my head. I'm like, if I was looking, if I were you, I would have asked him to sing me that song. Just,
well,
I know
so
that's crazy, but that song is so catchy. It's like, it could stay in your head for a long time, which is really bad, but really good. And also, I don't think a lot of people realize that you also were on the Howard Stern show, doing guest appearance. Now, that would be awesome. So how was that? Because whatever he says, he either had me laughing and, I mean, he's a genius.
He's a great interviewer, and I was on his show a ways back. I had a job with Playboy TV as a reporter for their show, Sexcetera. And I went on back in the day when I was working for Playboy. And we had just a, you know, we put on a great show. We had a fun time. I got to go to New York, be interviewed by Howard. It became a double episode because we were playing games and he wanted to spank me. And like, it was so funny. Like, it was Howard Stern at his, being wild and at his craziest best. And I just knew how to play the game and make the most of it. And he's moved on now to do really great, serious interviews, and I'm glad that he's being respected for what a great interviewer he is, because he can take anything and make it interesting, make it fun. So he's he's the king of all media. So I'm honored to have gotten to do his show.
I mean, and let me go back to your Playboy thing. Okay. So how was that?
That's how I know Ron Moss's wife, Devin, because she was a playmate back in the day, and I interviewed her for my show, and we became friends. So I even knew Devin before I knew Ron. We used to go to parties at the Playboy Mansion together, and she introduced me to her new boyfriend, Ron, you know, now they've been married for 12 years or over a dozen years. I went to visit them in Europe in 2017. They were quarantined over there. You know, our mutual friend Angelique, if you talk to her, she might be able to set up an interview with Ron. Or play me.
I love you, PR team. I love Roger, you know, even though Roger did not get back to me about how long you could stay. I forgive him because it's Monday and Monday look crazy. But so when you were doing the Playboy stuff, so did you care to go to the Playboy Mansion? Because
I had the best time with Playboy. And I ended up producing 3 shows for their network. So I started off as a young, sexy girl, you know, and then I ended up working for a show, being a reporter for them. And then I ended up writing my own segments and producing myself. And then they asked me to produce other people. Then I became casting producer and supervising producer of some of their other shows. And I was part of the transition of, you know, creating content that was female friendly so men and women could watch it together. So I really had a great time at Playboy, not only the parties and the mansion. And I always respected Hef because he was an advocate for free speech and civil rights. And he treated women as the queens of the world. And I never had any Me Too problems at Playboy. It was all about making us be as comfortable as possible and empowered. And they taught me how to be a producer so I could go on to win Emmys doing it. For the Bay and such, and keep on acting, you know.
I love Playboy, and I just, because I got hooked. I will admit it. I was myself now, but when The Girls Next Door came to life, that I don't know if you were a part of that, but that in itself.
I worked on that show as a producer for a couple of episodes, doing some things. I did second unit production for some of their episodes.
I swear you
just
stole my life.
And they're nice, the girls, you know, and we all partied together at the mansion. But, you know, so, you know, it was a really fun time. It was the resurgence of Playboy in the 90s into the early 2000s. It was just such a great time there, and you know, I hope the legacy that he was such a civil rights advocate, especially in these trying times that we're going through, that he's remembered for how he stood up for equality and, you know, just he was, all the good things that he was besides just the Playboy lifestyle.
Well, and also, I mean, he changed the way, I think, people would think of a magazine that, you know, had naked pictures, yes. But some of the articles in Playboy were really good. I mean, you know, I stole a lot of my brother's, you know, disagree the articles.
Right.
And then I would just, like, put them back, like, he never knew I would even wear gloves, but he wouldn't know that I did this. So, I was kind of proud of my, you know, little sketchy self on that one. But, you know, you have been on so many, and, like, you are one of my favorites because, I mean, when I just look at everything you've done and just everything, and if I count the movies, in the acting, you almost over 100 movies and TV. You know, and that
I've been doing it for a long time. I really like working, and I like to work in all different, you know, in front of the camera, behind the camera, and I just like to keep busy, get me out of trouble. So the more movies, the better. And I hope you get to see my latest ones, Beckman, Amityville Witches. And
And before I bring on the boy, David and Bobby, because if I don't, I'm never going to hear the end of it, especially with David. David got you on here, so if I don't do that, yeah, I'm probably dead. But you know what? Okay, if I'm dead for one day, okay. But I want to wish you a really happy birthday because
Thank you.
October 13th. But
that's right.
I'm like, I would be scared to be born on like October 13th. I don't know why. Being born like on the 13th of whatever would freak me out so much because I don't know, in my head, I would think it's the 13th, it's my birthday. But then something could go, you know, absolutely wrong. And so, I mean, of course, it probably would not be, you know, it would not happen to you, but, you know. And
yeah, well,
I just
think of it as lucky 13, and I was born on Wednesday the 13th, not Friday the 13th. So I think I'm
safe.
Oh,
thank God. Because, you know,
yeah,
of course, I would love to have you back anytime because, like I said, you are my one of my favorites. And also, you know, I hope I get more people that Wazoo works with. Okay, I'm doing that as a hint. Wazoo, if you're listening, Carly wants everyone. And before I forget, I have a last question for you, but now it went out of my brain. But yeah,
uh-oh.
I'm gonna put the boys on, and then if my question comes back, then I will ask you. So I'm going to bring on, let's see. Okay, I will bring on David first. I will be nice. Hey, David.
Okay.
Hi, Kara, how you doing?
Hi, David, how are you?
I'm doing good down here in Florida, going crazy with COVID-19, but I'm going doing well.
I'm glad you're doing okay. We're all hanging
yeah.
in there the best we can, making the most of our downtime, I hope, and staying safe.
Yeah, I am. I mean, you were in
good.
So many shows. Some of my favorite shows. Because
oh,
you were
good.
On Hell's House Kitchen. We were like Hell's House Kitchen. And what the food did.
What are some of the shows that I've been in that you like?
House Kitchen. Chef Ramsey. House Kitchen.
All right. Well, thank you for calling.
Okay, you're in Hell's Kitchen.
I'm not sure what you're saying,
you
but
talking
thanks,
about?
For call, thanks for calling, David.
And, David, did you have another question?
I said, you were in Hell's Kitchen with Chef Ramsey, Hell's Kitchen.
Oh, yes, Chef
Kitchen.
Ramsey, Hell's Kitchen, yes. I was a guest on the show. They made a really nice dinner for me. He's as crazy and mean as he seems, but then he can turn on a switch and be really nice. So a lot of it's an act, but he's sure good at being that cracking the whip guy.
Yeah, I love your show. I think he's funny. I like your show.
Yes.
You're on Beverly Hills Now too much. You're on Beverly Hills Now too much. What would I be on yet? Beverly Hills Now too much. Oh.
Yes, that was a long time ago. It was the original 90210. It helped me get my start, and I had a really great time.
And also, what's happening now? What would that be on that show, too? What's happening now?
Well, the latest shows, what's available now is Beckman. You can get stream it video on demand most everywhere, including Amazon. And also Amityville Witches, which is out just in time for Halloween, which is a scary movie, but I play a good witch. So I'm a bad guy in Beckman and a good witch in Amityville Witches. So be sure to check those out. And they're available now, brand new.
Also, you did What's Happening Now, too. You did What's Happening Now.
Well, I'm waiting for COVID to be over and go back to work. So the good news is I shot a lot last year, and I have a series out called Rumors Coming. There's also a short film called Crystal. It's the pilot for her new web series, Crystal, the web series. You can look it up online. And up next is Third Floor, where I play a survivor and a very creepy horror movie.
Wow.
Yeah, so I'm very busy. It's all happening. As soon as we can get back to work.
Any other questions, David?
Yes, you did. What's happening now?
Those are the things that are happening now. I'm talking to you, but I think we have to take another caller. So thank you so much for calling.
Yeah, we have Bobby before she goes. And so, David, I will put you on hold. Hey, Bobby.
Hey, Carol.
Hi there.
Hey. Now, you worked with Playboy back in the 90s. Did you get a chance to work with Jenny McCarthy before she became the big star thanks to MTV and other projects she did after Playboy?
Jenny McCarthy. She was in Playboy. She was Playmate of the Year right around the time that I joined up for Playboy and was working for the show Sexcetera as a reporter, and I got to interview her one time. So she was really somebody who I looked up to because she was very a go-getter. She really had, you could tell she was focused and driven. And she went from, you know, girly girl playmate to playmate of the year to Mrs. Wahlberg, all in the course
and
of 25 years.
And being an MTV star and now being a big-time star with her own radio show.
Yeah, and she also is on The Masked Singer as a judge. But she really, it really goes to show you that Playboy can be a really great launching pad and a great platform.
Right.
I know some people get stuck there and go, you know, kind of that's all they do maybe. But if you're wanting to do more, it's a great, you know, leaping off place.
Mm-hmm.
So she, like her and Pamela Anderson and people who really make the most of it do well.
Right. Now, did you meet Kelly Monaco before she became a soap star on Poor Charles and later on at General Hospital?
You know what? I didn't know her when she in her Playboy days. I'd only seen her in passing, but I know her now because I used to do the backstage for the Daytime Emmy Awards as a reporter when I was working for Associated Television back in the day when, you know, the daytime stuff was on CBS and all of that. So I met her interviewing her for the Daytime Emmy Awards. And then as I was on the bay and more mingling around the daytime people, I just saw her at parties and things. And she's always really just like a fun girl. I really like her. She's always the life of the party and having a good time. And I think she's a really great actress, and I'm glad she's really had the longevity that she's had.
Right. And
she was great on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, yeah. But, well, I just wish you the best in down the road, and
thank you.
And come back when you get your movies off the ground sometime as soon as possible.
Yeah, well, I have two out that are available now: Beckman, the action movie, and Amityville Witches, the horror movie, both out this month. So there's lots to keep you busy.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you for calling.
All right.
Yeah, Bobby. So what David was trying to ask you was about the show you did, What's Happening Now. He wanted to know what that was like.
Oh, Happening Now? That's a news program that I did. I think I was being interviewed, kind of like you're interviewing me. It was a news program. So it wasn't a show. It wasn't like a movie. It was like me being interviewed on What's Happening Now.
Okay.
That's why we were confused.
Well, and yeah, I mean, he wanted me to ask you that. And before you go, I'm so sorry for messing up your name on the blog talk stuff and everything.
It at
I just.
All.
Yeah, I felt so bad yesterday.
No worries, I said to you.
Yeah, and we would love you back anytime. And please let me know when you have a new show or anything. Just please come back because we would love having you back on
the
show.
Thank you so much for having me. Enjoy your day and go see Beckman and Amity Witches. Okay?
I guess
Bring him. Download him to your home.
I will. I totally will. And have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, that was Kara Reeves. And now I'm bringing on the boys.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hey.
Are you guys both on?
David?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, David.
Okay, so I just want to say that was a really fun interview. Really fun. And, okay, I will give credit where credit is due, which I hate to do, but I will. David, thank you for getting her on the show. You did a great job, and I will invite her to your birthday show. So, which I forgot to say, but it's Monday, so forgive me. Right, Bobby, sometimes your head does not look great on Monday, right?
Right.
And we have a few announcements. Number one, okay, so Friday when we left off, we didn't know the guy, that we don't like, was going to the hospital. And then, if he was discharged or what yesterday, but he rode around for a mile or two wave at his people. And then he got back and went back to the hospital. And then he just got discharged today. And I'm saying, I'm not buying this. Okay? I think he's sicker than what they are saying. They are trying to cover up their own asses. There might be close to 100 people now infected with COVID because of him. And I'm sorry, I usually will have great sympathy for anyone that is having this disease, but he sort of brought it on himself. Him thinking, oh, I'm not going to wear a mask. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do that. So I'm sorry. I don't have the same kind of empathy for him as I would, finding out today this poor mother just had a newborn, and the baby got it from a medical help in the where they put the baby, the ICU, but it's not called the ICU. But I have more sympathy for that. And I don't have sympathy for Chris Christie and all those people. Because they did bring it on themselves. They were warned. Why you guys are like crazy?
I agree. And I just was scrolling through Facebook while you was interviewing Kara, and I think they're adding plexiglass or something to protect Kamala Harris and Vice President Pence. Now Pence has it, then we know who to blame, but for goodness sakes, if they're doing this to protect Harris and Biden for the next few debates, it's working on their part, but it's not working on our president or vice president, unless he's trying to get attention to get more votes. Because remember in 2016, he allegedly sexually harassed Ariana Zucker.
Yes.
When he was on Days of Our Lives in 2005, and he ended up getting elected. If this ends up getting him reelected, then it's going to be a cold day in hell for the next 4 years.
Okay. Number one, I don't think he will be getting reelected. I think people, you have to go out and, vote blue and everything because, you know, this is the time. This is the time to, you know, do it. You need to, you know, who cares? You know, at this point, I mean, I want to see, someone that cares about everyone in the White House. I just want to see, I really want to see, people paying for this. I mean, this is just crazy. And, I've never felt like this before. I've never felt so much anger. And so with him and what he did, I just want to say that, it's amazing that, we have a person that is running in the area, that go Biden. Biden knows everything. And so, what do we have tomorrow? Oh, yeah, we have another show tomorrow, people. We have...
I just got an alert that you know who just left Walter E. Hasler and is on his way back to the White House. So apparently, we're in trouble.
You know what? That's why everyone has to go blue. David, who do we have tomorrow? David?
David? Hello? Hello?
Oh my God. David? David, what happened?
You got my music.
Oh, my God. I thought everyone was there. Okay. David, what do you have? Who do we have tomorrow?
Soup Nazi, Derry Thomas. Soup
okay.
I look forward to that interview because I'm ready to say one line that I remember from that Seinfeld episode and how many times he gets approached by somebody to say it. No soup for you.
Soup Nazi, Derry Thomas. Derry Thomas.
So I just want to thank everyone for always being great with us and
my down Tyra Banks, Dimple Dobbs, you know what? Tyra Banks, Miss Tyra.
So we're gonna close out the show because I know my voice will get bad and we wanna go to tomorrow. And then on the 8th we have my friend and he's such a cutie. Randy Spilling is back in the house, so I'm excited.
I forgot to ask her what it's like working with Tori because I forgot to ask her that, but I'm glad Randy's coming on so I can at least find out what's up with
her. Well, Yeah, so we are going to end this show, but thank you, everyone. So, you know, so I'm calling in, and this was a great interview, and everyone, we will see you back tomorrow at 5 p.m., 8 p.m. East Coast time.
Okay.
Okay, bye, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.